Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. We're constantly juggling work, relationships, responsibilities. It's a lot, right? And sometimes, in the midst of all that chaos, we forget about something really crucial. Being kind to ourselves. That's where self-compassion comes in, and trust me, it's more powerful than you might think. Today, we're diving deep into the transformative power of self-compassion for emotional healing. Because let's be honest, even the toughest dudes need a little TLC every now and then. So, what exactly is self-compassion? It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. No judgment, no harsh criticism, just pure, unconditional support. Think of it as your own personal cheerleader, reminding you that you're worthy of love and acceptance, even when things aren't perfect. Now, why is this so important? Well, constantly beating yourself up over mistakes or perceived failures only digs you deeper into a hole of negativity. It erodes your self-esteem, fuels anxiety, and ultimately makes it harder to cope with life's challenges. Self-compassion, on the other hand, acts like a soothing balm for your emotional wounds. It helps you acknowledge your pain without judgment, allowing you to process it in a healthy way. Here are 5 key takeaways to really make this stick. 1. Embrace imperfection. You're human. That means making mistakes as part of the journey. Instead of dwelling on them, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, progress isn't linear. It's a messy, beautiful rollercoaster ride. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to check in with yourself regularly. How are you feeling? What's going on in your mind? Being present helps you recognize when you're being overly critical of yourself and allows you to gently redirect those thoughts. 3. Speak kindly to yourself. Would you talk to a friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So, start treating yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer someone you care about. Remember, your inner voice has a huge impact on your emotional well-being. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and provides valuable perspective. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. It's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of perfection, but taking time to appreciate your progress is essential for building self-confidence and fostering a positive sense of self-worth. Ever felt like you're constantly battling with negative thoughts? Like an internal critic is always whispering doubts and putting you down? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and instead of giving yourself a break, you immediately launch into a self-deprecating tirade? Well, let me tell you, I've been there. We all have those moments where we trip over our own words or miss the mark on something important. But instead of letting those setbacks derail us, what if we treated ourselves with a little more grace? Imagine responding to that inner critic with a gentle reminder. Hey, it's okay, everyone makes mistakes. I'm learning and growing from this experience. See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting them as part of the human experience. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and kindness, even when things aren't going your way. So, how can you start incorporating self-compassion into your daily life? Here's a simple exercise. Whenever you catch yourself being harsh on yourself, stop and take a few deep breaths. Acknowledge the negative thoughts without judgment, then gently redirect your attention to something positive, a recent accomplishment, a beautiful sunset, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be kind to yourself. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Alright guys, that's a wrap for today's episode on the power of self-compassion. Remember, you deserve love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. If you found this helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, but never forget to treat yourself with the respect and care you deserve.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.